Okay, so we're at halftime here, and this is the time of the show where I like to try to find out a little bit about our audience. Which is where we give you a chance to stand up and share your best 60-second version on the topic. So I had some people write down on the way in just so I could, you know, get people thinking already. So we have some time. So John Williams, we'll get to you, but we'll hold off on that. So first, I just want to ask about someone, the telemarketing job where the supervisor came under some bad luck. Who was that? So Gerald, quickly stand up and share the short version of that.
For us it was my first job out of college, one of those college jobs, and it was during the winter, during the Christmas break. And went in for a telemarketing job. Oh, you got a great voice. Why don't you do telephone work? Whatever, fine. This little tiny little walk up on 92nd Street, on 98th Street, actually, in New York. Smallest room possible. This job actually has given me a heightened sense of what spittle and saliva smells like, because every single time we would walk in, you had to hose down the phones because the people before you would use it, and it was the most disgusting thing I've ever smelled. Anyway, so the job was okay. I had a supervisor who was this big Jabba the Hutt guy. Cigarettes, didn't smoke whiskey on the job, drink whiskey on the job, but he might as well have. The guy was disgusting, just reeked, never bathed. And the job itself was what it was. Telemarketing, hi, can I help you? Hey, would you like to do a survey about radio stations in the New York area? Click, you know, all right, deal with that. But at one point, the supervisor, who basically would go around the phones and make sure that you were doing your job, make sure that you would call the people that you were supposed to call, didn't show up one day. Next day rolls around, this guy still doesn't show up, no one knows what the hell's going on. About a week passes by, the new supervisor had been hired, comes in and tells all of us that the other supervisor apparently was found murdered in a Times Square porno theater.
No!
His body was never claimed. So they were going to bury him, I guess, in a pauper's grave. I don't know what the time frame in terms of claiming a body is, but no one ever claimed it. They didn't have any, he had ID, no relatives. And they were actually going to take, and they wanted to take donations to say we wanted to throw some money in to get this guy buried in a pauper's grave somewhere. Needless to say, none of us chipped in any money. But that was it.
And that man is out in the parking lot still waiting to be buried. So if you wanted to. Someone else. Jay, quickly.
Yes, I actually had a delivery truck driver and wound up selling speakers out of the back of a van in Compton for a week.
Anybody else? Share a story before we go to John Williams. Oh, Dave.
I worked at Islands, and they had every server and every employee put on gloves and dig through two bags of trash after your shift to find the new dressing cups, which were not disposable, to make sure they weren't thrown away. One employee was suspended for 3 days for carrying a dressing cup in an improper manner. And the person who got me hired, who had worked there for 3 years and was practically a manager there and a bartender and a server, gave someone a free Coke and was suspended. At the end of that suspension, they changed their mind and he was fired.
Oh. All right, John, quickly.
Brian will find this specifically interesting because I had one of my favorite job in my whole life. I did for 12 years and I was the general manager of an AMC movie theater in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And during that time, I had similar people to the Raiderettes who worked in the theater. And in the restroom, they have to do restroom checks. And they would go into the restroom, and they came out, and they said, the handicap stall is stuffed, and it needs to be unstuffed. I said, well, go do it. And they're like, we can't do that. And one of my philosophies as general manager of the movie theater was that, you know, in order to teach people who are 15 how to be good employees is that you demonstrate for yourself that you can do it. So I go into the ladies' room, and I go into the handicap stall, and this is not an exaggeration. It was a singular turd.
Oh, God. Oh, dear God.
That was with no paper at all.
Oh!
And the person was truly handicapped because the turd was larger, and it was spherical, and it was larger than a softball. So that it didn't fit in the hole.
Oh my God!
in the bottom of the toilet. So as the general manager and as the leader of my proud crew of Raiderettes, and there was 12 of them behind me because it had spread through the employee ranks, that there was this huge round turd. I'm sorry. I had to go to the kitchen and get one of those arm-long things that they used to wash the pots and pans, and either had to come out or go in, and I put the glove on, and I had to force some person's turd down the toilet.